Jen has been charged with rudely interrupting our next guest's interview and playing some Jay-Z and Beyonce music to let us know when your cue to call is. Into the Love Chevrolet phone lines at 803-404-6100. In just a few minutes, going to give away another pair of tickets to Beyonce and Jay-Z. Listen for your cue to call with the music there.
And then what caller do they need to be?
Oh, that's a good question. Let's let our guest decide this morning.
Oh.
Out to the Love Chevrolet phone lines, Darlington Raceway president. So that way they can be mad at Carrie Tharp and not us. What do you think, Carrie? What we did lucky number seven caller, number seven caller in hour number one to win a pair of tickets. What would you like to do here in hour number two? What number caller is a winner?
Well, you know, why don't we go with caller number four, because Kevin Harvick drives a four car and he's been the hottest driver of the season so far. Is that cool?
That's why he's a pro right there. Yeah. Caller number four will be a winner here.
Scratch Harvick off my list of people that I'm going to take. I think Carrie took him.
Carrie, you should really see these nerds I'm surrounded by here in the All-South Federal Credit Union Studios. Jen has a whole spreadsheet worked out with our picks now, and Bill has been he has never taken anything so seriously. He's been studying all morning. He's got his pen. He's got his spreadsheet printout. Now, how do you feel about your Kyle Busch pick for last week? He ended up finishing third, so not a bad pick.
Yeah.
It gets you at least a point here, but it wasn't a winner like Jen the week before.
No, it wasn't. And, you know, shame on us for not looking at Truex. He has been racing well and showing signs of that he was going to get back like he was you know, a year ago, but I still liked Kyle Busch. I thought he was, you know, somebody to beat out there. And yet Truex, you know, certainly once Harvick got disposed of by Kyle Larson, Truex was certainly the class of the field.
Mm-hmm. Now, Bill's over here trying to brag, but he tried to pick Denny Hamlin last week, right? And Jen, you took Denny Hamlin instead. Hamlin finishes sixth. Bill, it to his credit, came up with Kyle Larson as his secondary pick there, and Larson ends up finishing in second place. So by kind of default, Bill gets 2 points there and wins last week's competition. He improves to 4 points overall. He is in second place here. Carrie, you are in third with 3 points overall, so you got one pick for that third place finish. Jen got the winner the week before, so she's winning the
I got to pick up the pace here. Okay. You know, I should be doing better than that. So I'm gonna try to pick up the pace.
Well, let's see what you. Well, now you're coming back east, right? We're moving back from California, coming back to more. I would assume where you feel like you have a home course, some solid local knowledge. Moving to Martinsville here. I know you're down in Darlington, but used to be located out of Charlotte. Martinsville, not too far away. Yep. You've been there multiple times. So how do you see this weekend's race with Martinsville?
And my question before that is, okay, now can the Air Titans take care of snow?
Yeah, that's a great question, Jen. The forecast over there certainly is not what I would call spring-like by any stretch of the imagination. It's going to be a little dicey over there from what I see. I'm going to be heading up there later today, and I've got you know, a couple of heavy jackets and raincoat and a toboggan and gloves packed. But, it can, Jen. And that's a quick track to get ready to race because of the size of it and those types of things.
How big is it, Gunner?
We'll ask Bill there. He's doing his research right now.
Sorry, what was the question?
What size track is it?
Oval.
Okay.
An underrated size oval.
I'm sorry, didn't mean to interrupt there.
There you go.
Yeah, don't interrupt Carrie. Let him talk. Keep talking, Carrie. Ignore her.
Yeah. But anyhow, so I think, you know, hopefully they can get everything in. But, coming back to the east, coming back to short track, certainly, you know, a track that has had a lot of interesting and exciting twists and turns over the years. And we'll see how it plays out this week. But it's, like I said, hopefully the weather cooperates and we're able to get the event in.
Well, heads up for our buddy Robert Nelson. Just hit us up on the Shepherd's Glass inbox. Says, going to be a cold weekend at Martinsville. Got my tent camping gear because we are stupid. Okay, good luck with that, Robert.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
And don't mean to interrupt you too much, but I believe now is the time where we just hit 750, Jen. Is that the Is that your cue? I had no idea that Jay-Z and Beyonce had a video that included Danica Patrick and Dale Earnhardt Jr. to this song. Is that correct,
yeah.
Jen? Oh, I'm sorry, Kerry, you're very familiar with this?
He was. I heard him.
I remember when that first came out several years ago. I sure do.
They're racing in Monaco. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Have it's just Jay-Z.
Have you seen Jay-Z and Beyonce perform live, sir?
No, I have not, to be honest with you. That is something I haven't had the opportunity to do, but I tell you that I guess they're coming to Columbia, and that's going to rock that town, that's for sure.
That's going to be August 21st, and right now, caller number 4 on the Love Chevrolet phone lines is a winner. Free pair of tickets there. We won't even get into the whole how much ticket prices are and the whole kind of thing. I want to hear now, we'll get back to our NASCAR handicapping contest where every week you three and now our boss, Rick, has gotten into this competition. And we need to decide what happened last week, by the way, because he wanted to pick Kyle Busch. And instead, Kerry, you took him. You're the guest. You get first choice. So we gave him Kurt Busch. He wasn't so happy about that. But I think that's the way we need to proceed, right? Because the boss has all the control here at the station. This is the only thing that we might be able to trump him on. Are you with us on this, Kerry? Can we blame it all on you?
Yes, I'll take full responsibility.
Okay, good news. So who is your pick this week for Martinsville?
Well, my heart tells me one thing and my head tells me the other, but I'm probably going to go with my heart. I'm going to go with Jimmy Johnson. He's won 9 times over there. And I think, you know, he needs a breakout weekend, and hopefully it's this weekend. I'll take the 48 car, Jimmy Johnson.
Okay. Our NASCAR expert, Jen, is on the phones right now and trying to get our contest winner. So, Bill, by default, this will keep you from whining maybe a little bit this week. You get pick number 2 this weekend at Martinsville.
Well,
how do you see this thing shaking out?
I mean, you look at it, the track length, 0.526 miles in length.
Oh, everyone knows that.
This, of course, is, as we all know, it's the shortest track in the Monster Energy Cup, NASCAR Cup Series. And because of its small, tight corners and unique shape, it's often described as a paperclip. And it offers some close quarter racing. So, of course, what I'm going to do here is go with...
Don't encourage his reading, Kerry, please. He's just ripping this right off.
I'm going to go with my man. I went with him in week 1. He got me some points. I'm going to go with Brad Keselowski here. You look at it. 2 top 5 finishes, Tim. 3 top 10 finishes. Brad Keselowski takes home the checkered flag this week here at Martinsville on that 0.526 mile course.
Kerry, how do you handicap that
man,
pick?
I hate Jen
besides
hear
laughing.
You know, it's not a bad pick. Keselowski's been good there of late. It wouldn't be my first pick, but it's not a bad pick.
Okay.
Well, obviously, it wouldn't be your. You took Jimmy Johnson. You had the first pick.
Okay, that's fair enough.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah. So, Jen, I know you've been busy. So, we've got a pick of Jimmy Johnson from Kerry. We got Brad Keselowski from Bill. How do you see this thing? Since you are dominating this competition, you got
the
one
the way,
winner.
The point system, now that I look at it, totally. We got to discuss that later.
Picking winners should be awarded, sir. This is correct. America. We like to be number one.
That's right.
Okay.
All right. You agreed upon it when you weren't losing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Kyle Larson.
Stealing Bill's pick from last week.
Yeah, he used up all his good stuff last week.
You know, I mean,
all the fuel got used up.
He's pretty strong right now, and he's not too bad on short tracks. So
everybody knows he doesn't handle a paperclip track very well, Jen.
Okay.
Okay, this works out well for the boss. Rick is going to go with Kyle Busch. He tried to do that last week. It didn't work out. He's going to go with him again. Kyle Busch is Rick's pick for Martinsville this weekend. Kerry, thank you for dropping all the knowledge. We hope you can stay warm. Will a portable heater be involved at all?
Well, I don't know if I have a portable heater or not, but I'll be getting into some cover if I need to. But hopefully it'll be good event, good weather, and we'll see what happens.
And just so you're for your knowledge, Air Titans, those dry the track.
They dry the track.
Yeah. They had a perplexed look, Kerry.
Yeah, it's not a jet airplane. It's a machine they use to dry the racetracks. Yeah.
I thought the Tennessee Titans might have hired a dog to have a mascot. And they had no idea. Kerry Tharp, Darlington Raceway president. Thanks for joining us as always on a Friday morning. Hour number 3 here on the Early Game coming up.